Recording going, yeah. Shalom Eli, Maslom Chai, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, how's Rabbi?
Good, Baruch Hashem.
Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom Shleima. What okay. happened, yeah? Oh, there we go. Okay, good. Fine. So we're going to go weiter in what we were doing. We saw that there's five Akdomas. We finished the first one last week. The first Akdama is made up of the seven qualities that you need in order to have betochen. And we said that those seven qualities you only see by Kodesh Baruch Hu. To do chazorim, those seven qualities. But that's what we finished with last week. And we're now about to start the second Akdama. It goes a bit quicker now. Akdamas are much smaller. The first one was all seven qualities. That's a lot of work. Now you'll see it goes a little bit quicker, the four more Hagdomas here. But each one is critically important. And you'll see that when we really test ourselves, we'll see that our betochen isn't really where we think where it is. We will see we always come up short here. So let's take it through slowly and let's see what the story here is. So he says like this, Hagdoma Ashenis, Ki sheyedevi borulo. You should know this and it should be clear to you. Boru, clear. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching you. There's nothing hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not our revealed or our hidden actions. Also, Hashem knows exactly where we're holding in Imuna, the way we have Imun and Hashem. We just started the second Akdama, if you're following in the Sefer. We finished the first Akdama with the seven parts, and now we're starting the second Akdama. So we said that you need to know, it has to be clear to you that Hashem's watching you. Nothing's hidden from Him. Not your revealed actions, not your hidden actions. The Imun that we have in the hidden recess of our heart, and the Imun we have that's apparent. Hashem knows whether you have proper betochen or not. Hashem knows that our thoughts are pretty insignificant. And therefore, a person needs to know that there's a couple of things here, first of all. First of all, you need to know that Hashem is watching you. Now, that's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem negdi tomid. That's the first moment, the first halach in Shulchan Aruch there that the more brings. The way a person behaves when he's on his own is not the same as when he behaves when there's people around. We all know that. Whether that's embarrassing or not, that's the truth. You don't behave when you're on your own the way you do when there's people around. And so how much more so when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching you? The problem is we don't really feel like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching us. And even when we do have a moment where we think a Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching us, we think he'll whatever, you know. He'll look the other way. He's not really that interested. He's, you know, this is too small for him. We have all sorts of yetzer horrors that get us to menatek, to build this barrier from the way we live with Hashem. Also to jump into the deep end and really have this apparent, have this clear, 100% clear that Hashem's watching everything you're doing. You could lose it from you. You could become immobilized. You become dysfunctional. If you really had that clarity, it would be very difficult, you know. So a person has to do this slowly, you have to build it slowly. More and more think about it. The ideal time, obviously, to work on this and build it is in tefillah. Because in tefillah, that's where you have to know you're standing in front of Hashem. That's a kiyum of tefillah. If you're not talking to Hashem, then who are you davening to? Then what is your davening? You know. So even there we see how hard it is. Even just to stay focused for the first bracha is lo kol kach pashut. We know that. But that's a good place. I'm saying that's not the only place. Person has other areas, but I'm just saying in tefillah is a wonderful place to be really aware of the fact that I'm talking to Hashem. He's listening to me. He's here now. He's watching me, you know, because if you're not going to do it there, where are you going to do it? The mod chashuv there. But that's something a person has to have. It's a gdoma. Without this, betochen becomes not shaykh bichlal. So that's the first thing. The other thing he says is that Hashem knows where we're holding in betochen. Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes you can be quite strong in a certain area in betochen, and there you're fine, you have betochen, and suddenly you get an issuing from somewhere else, and there you fall apart. Lugda, let's say somebody has a lot of a talk when it comes to health or whatever. You know, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sick, he makes people well, he makes people better. You know, I've gone into the doctors, I call Beseder, whatever. But when it comes to money, so there's a little bit of a nervous wreck. You know, if he doesn't have enough money saved up for the month, he doesn't know what he's going to get. So there it falls apart, you know. We all have those areas, you know. There's certain areas we're stronger, certain areas we're weaker. So there's where you realize where you're really holding in betochen. Also, we said earlier, right in the beginning, that the essence of betochen is yishuv adas, menuchas hanefesh. So to the extent that you don't have menuchas hanefesh in a certain situation, you know, oh, the betochen just went out the window, you know. You can be on a difficult phone call or whatever, a difficult customer or a difficult person, whatever, or you're trying to get through to, I don't know, chevrat chashmal or, you know, mizrata pnim or whatever you're dealing with. You know, in South Africa, you're trying to get all your bank manager or whatever. Dealing with people on the phone in South Africa is almost as bad as Israel. And but you're about the you know that the guy on the other side there that's draining your cup and making you sugar, it's got nothing to do with him. They call me Shemayim, and yet you get upset, you start shouting at him. You know, that happened to me today. That's why I'm using that example. I much lost it with this woman, you know, after 27 phone calls and 4 days straight on the phone and like whatever, just I blew it, you know. So then that's when I realized, 1 second, you know, you have betochen, good, but yeah, the betochen, there was no betochen, there was no Hashem in the room, there was no nothing. So the person has to have awareness, you have to be aware and you have to be honest with yourself. I think that's a lot of what's being said here, because if Hashem knows what's going on in your life, so who are you lying, you know, who are you fooling yourself? Fool everybody, it doesn't matter, but try not to fool ourselves. That's what I think he's saying here. Because Hashem knows that most of the times what's going on in our heads, the lo shaveh kol kach habeh. Ve'oid ne'ema, v'aloi teichen libo esu yovin, the subject matter of one's heart, your mind, Hashem understands, v'ne'ema, ki ata yedate levadcha es levav kol b'nei adam, you alone know what's going on in all the hearts of man. Because they're boru lebala betochen, when this is boru, let me know, okay? Tell me how you did it. When this is mamash boru, then lo nocho in mitzidoi lahatzie bidvoroi shubotach b'le misparach. It's a very difficult stick here. I've never really worked out exactly what the chiddush ba betochen dafki is. Listen to what he's saying. He says when a person becomes a Baal Betochen, it's borrowed to him. The mamash, he's living now with this, what we said in the beginning. Nothing's hidden from Hashem. He's watching you. He's taking care of you. When you get to that, when it becomes clear to you that, right? So then now he says something which is a bit strange. He says, Lo nochen mitzido el atzir midvoroi shubotach polachim isperach mebli sheyiftach alav gam belibo mitzvoyne. So you have to break apart what he's saying here. It's more hard to understand what he's saying. When it becomes borrowed to you, the Kodesh Baruch Hu who's watching you and he's looking at everything, he knows everything, right? Now, it's not a good thing. It's not the right thing for you to express in words that you have betochen in Hashem. Unless you really have betochen of Hashem in the deeper recesses of your heart. So I would say for sure, there's a mitzvah of the midvash sheketircha. If you don't have betochen, then why are you speaking about betochen? Why are you telling me about your betochen? Do I have to special warning? A special warning that, you know, even if you're on quite a level. It's borrowed to you that Hashem's watching you every minute. That's anybody who's trying to do that, even in davening, you understand, that's a heavy level. No, but you mustn't talk about betochen. You mustn't speak about the betochen you've got unless you really, really have deep betochen in your heart. That's aleph base. If you don't have a certain darga, you shouldn't pretend it. You do. You shouldn't speak about it. You know, if you don't have a certain quality, you don't have a certain tfisa, you don't have a certain control of yourself in a certain area. So yeah, you shouldn't go around like telling people how calm you are and your mamash, you're a big onov, and meantime you're driven by gaiva, you know, for sure. I mean, what's strange what he seems to be saying. And then he even brings a rifle, he says, because that's begeta, the posuk that says, b'pivu svosov kibduini v'liboi rochok mimeni. Because if you do that, then you're serving Hashem with your mouth, you know, you're saying all the nice words, you know, you're praising Hashem, Boch Hashem, and Chaste Hashem, and, you know, Hashem really needs our praises, but deep down, you know, you're not trusting in Hashem Bichlal. It's all the other things you're trusting in. So you shouldn't do that. It's not a nice thing to do. You shouldn't talk about betochen if you're not holding. So for sure. The dafke, yeah, that's the only place where, you know, that's, I guess that's a given, huh?
I would also have thought that's a given. It's very interesting.
Yeah, no. We have that, we learned this as well. I just want to see if
the mashkiach. I would think that there's different levels of betochen. Also, if you look at the Pischei Lev, a person
who's got all arichas, no, but he doesn't help.
Toiche kabayre, no? Toiche kabayre, he has to be inside like he's outside. But sometimes we learn that if your person...
That's everything. Why dafkin the
don't, what's but don't we say, don't we normally say, if you fake it till you make it, sometimes
we'll
if
you see, speak we'll get some, there. We'll see in Achinami, but I'm saying... The question is, I understand what he's saying. I'm not saying what he's saying is wrong. And he must skip by who's what he's saying. It's poshut. But why is it dafke yaba betochen? I mean, that's right. you know, pive liboy shovin. For sure, in everything, not just here. Well, right. What's the chiddish here that dafke ba betochen? And this is one of the agdomas to betochen. This is not just he's going through after the agdomas. He's discussing certain pratim, you know, some side issues that are important to remember, you know. Now that you're a Baal Betochen, just remember, you know, don't get carried away. Right. No, but he's bringing it down. You know, this is the second of the five agdomas. This is the yesod of betochen. He's don't speak about betochen if you don't have it. Okay, wow, you know, look, sure, I wouldn't have known that, you know, Baruch Hashem, we learned that. Otherwise, I would be going.
No, but maybe
betochen I don't have.
But maybe you do have betochen. So. You have to be where you are. Meaning, in other words, if you just say betachon, betachon can mean real, but the highest level. Meantime, you do have betachon, but you have a lower level. So you're speaking not in the exact, not that you're saying a sheker. Maybe you do have betachon, but you don't have the
real. No, but that's not what he says. That's nice. Look at the loshen.
He says, "Lo nachon metzito lahatzir b'diburish hu botech velakibitzbrach mibli sheiftach alav gam beliboy uva mitzpunoy."
So
in the depth,
in the inner recesses of your heart. Deep. If you don't have betochen there, don't talk about having betochen. That means until it's there, buried deep in your heart, you shouldn't talk about having betochen. Maybe that's the chiddush. Maybe that's the chiddush.
Yeah,
you may have betochen, but in the deeper research, but if in the deeper research you don't have betochen, then you don't have betochen. You know, you have betochen, but in the deepest recess of your heart, you're still actually trusting on the bank manager, you know. So then you don't have betochen. I don't know. Not sure. I didn't look. I thought I should have looked. See if the mashgiach says anything. I just 1 second. Just let me have a look here quickly. No, he doesn't seem particularly upheavaled about it. He just says like 5 words. Eina kodesh baruch hu lo yitzeh sheyedabe be'inyan ha-betochen bilvad. Hashem doesn't want you only to talk about betochen. Ele sheyiftach bo b'libo mutzfuna be'emes. You have to mamash really have betochen inside. Maybe for our purposes, what we can say, is the idea that we very often have betochen in our seichel. If you have a certain nisoin, whatever it is, health, financial, shiduchim, you know, it's from Hashem. If I would ask you, you know why this is happening, who's this coming from, who's causing the bayah, you say, for sure, I know that's from Hashem. I know it's from Hashem. I betochen, Bezrat Hashem, Hashem Yitzeh, it'll be good, Baruch Hashem, and I'm going to daven, and I'm going to do my shtadlis, but I'm not from Hashem. And you're right, you're not lying. Because in your head, you know who else is this from. Your work, wherever you work, they transfer the money into your bank account, your salary, and you have to pay rent and whatever, and some of the money just didn't make it into your account. There was a bit of a problem at the bank, a technical problem, and the money's stuck and it's being delayed or whatever. Yeah. So you know in your head who did that. But for sure that's from Hashem. That's from Hashem. Ain't shumbaya. No one would turn around and say, my kushu Hashem to my bank. No, that's from Hashem. But how do you feel inside? What's going on inside of you? Yeah. So then there's butterflies in your stomach. You're angry. You're irritated. You're worried. You got all things. How am I going to pay the rent tomorrow? Well, now I've got to find my landlord and tell him I can't pay the rent tomorrow. I'm sorry. And how am I going to? And you feel inconvenienced. But in your head, you know you have betochen. You know that it's all from Hashem. I think maybe that's what he's saying. Don't start talking about betochen when deep down you're falling apart. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. Don't beduke the loshen. I mean, what I'm saying is true anyway. Whether it fits here or not, that's for sure true. In other places, he says that you have betochen. You have to have betochen with your limbs as well. It's not enough to have betochen in your head. You have to have betochen with your goof, your organs in your body have to have betochen as well. Because otherwise, you can be betochen neck up and down. Your body's falling apart. You're anxious and you're worried and you've got butterflies in your stomach and you're nervous. There's a kol ze chosa betochen. That's all a lack of betochen. Maybe that's what he means. But why, yeah, talking about it is such a terrible thing, you know? Just say, you know. Well, it seems that speaking about the betochen when you don't have the level, that seems to be the problem. So that I don't know. Sorry, Ian Godel. Yeah, the Pischalevia doesn't, the Mapel, whatever, Yusse doesn't exactly. Pivili Bishovim, yeah, okay. Okay, so it's not Chiddush. He's just telling you, yeah, also you need people libo shoving. So let's just summarize what we have here. First of all, it has to be borrow. You have to know it in the intellect, in the deepest recesses of your heart, and it has to be clear to you that Hashem's watching everything. Hashem knows everything. Hashem, he's everything. You're never alone. That's the key of the first aloch in Shulchan Aruch. And then you need to know also that you have to be honest with yourself. Even if it becomes true to you, and you're a Baal Betochen, he's calling this guy Keshiborel a Baal Betochen. He's talking about someone who's already a Baal Betochen. Lo Nochen, he shouldn't be talking about Betochen unless he's really holding their inside. In the deepest recesses, he has Betochen. Although it's not good to talk about Betochen too much. Interesting. Yeah. Let's just see if Rav Miller says anything about this. I didn't get a chance to look at him today either. I'm sure you have some juicy things to say.
It could be like similar to what you say, and it does tie into Shlomo, and it's just that he happens to bring it over here by Bitochan, but he's teaching us that Chiddush, that a lot of things you know in your head, but inside, it's very different from your head to your heart, and that's the Chiddush over here. You can really know something and do the and feel completely different.
It's just it's hard to know what it's doing here in the Hagdama. This is one of the Ikarim of the
Torah. Very hard, and I agree. It's a better question than answer.
No. The Kasha is a Kasha, that's for sure. They've been bothering me for years. This is not the first time I've encountered this. I've asked big people this question. It's hard to see anything. I saw the Mashgiach misses it. I just want to see if Rav Miller says anything. I'm sure he's got something juicy to say. There's something that
Rav Miller always says heart means mind, no?
Yeah. Many places. Machshavas Halev. So how are you going to translate Machshavas Halev? How are you going to translate Chavas Halevavas? We're learning a sefer called Chavas Halevavas. It's not talking about your heart, I promise you.
So when he says Liboy over here, it means deep in your mind.
It means deep in your mind. Yeah, but it doesn't just mean in your thoughts, like you're thinking sefer. It's deep. But Spoyne Halev. It's hard to know exactly how to cut the cake. I mean, Rav Miller just when it says later, it means mind, but when you're not starting to, which part of the mind? He says, V'yodo, we're talking about a Rishon now, okay? That means these words you have to count. He says, Yoida v'yiboruloi. Sheyeda, that's das, v'yiboru etzlo. That means it has to be completely in his chushim. It's got to be 100% crystal clear to him. So that's not, but that's not talking about emotions. We're not talking about emotions here. We're talking about in the seichel. I just want to see what he says. Yeah, he says, these are not people who are hypocrites and want to deceive the world. This person that he's talking about you shouldn't speak about it. You got there because otherwise you're honoring Hashem with your mouth and then not with your heart or whatever. These are not people who are hypocrites who are trying to deceive the world. No, they're really intending to pray, but they've never gained a true awareness of Hashem's presence. He's talking about this in relation to Tefillah, let's say. You know, you're talking and talking and talking and davening. So those are your lips, and then your heart. You're in Hong Kong. You're busy thinking about what you're going to do straight after davening. You can already smell the breakfast. You're busy working out what you're going to, you know, you're going to whip up for supper. You know, you're ready. You can just see your bed there. You know, like, who knows what's going on in our heads? I'm not going to tell you what I think about when I'm davening, and you don't have to tell me what you think about when you're davening. But it's not about Hashem, that's for sure. You know, maybe the first brocha. You know, you can. You know, and then it's Rosh Chodesh, so you wake up like in the middle of Moedim that you missed Yalev Yavo, and then you maybe you'll think about Hashem for a few minutes. Well, so he says they're not hypocrites. These are really genuine, honest people, but they've never gained a true awareness of Hashem's presence. He's looking, seeing, and hearing them. We have to labor all our lives to convince ourselves, or the others. We have to labor all our lives to convince ourselves not only that the Creator is there, but He's looking and perceiving all our thoughts. That you have to convince yourself that the only way to do this is to continually drive it into your kishkas. Therefore, when we speak to Him, we should be convinced that Hashem is measuring our words in consonance with our thoughts. Hashem is having a look and saying, okay, yeah, what you're saying, now let me check if that gels with what you're thinking. When you're talking to Hashem, remember, he's balancing out. He's checking to see that there's a consistency between what you're saying and what you're thinking. He says, and you must know, we're not talking about, the Chovas Levavos, not talking about people who talk without thinking. The Chovas Levavos in his generation, Rishonim, and no one spoke without thinking. I just heard today, Rav Pam Zatzal could never understand how Bocho would die like, or say whatchamacallit or whatever in the middle of a sentence. You never thought about what you were going to say before you said it? He couldn't understand. Couldn't be Goyrus that someone could say something and have not thought through the whole sentence before he said it. I don't know how to think through a whole sentence before I say it. I wouldn't know how to do that. It would take me 5 hours to get the sentence out if I had to do that. You know, I would never speak, which would probably be a brocha. But he couldn't understand that a person could speak without having thought through the whole sentence. What do you mean you got stuck in the middle of the sentence? You didn't think. You should tell this to me. Well, what's whatchamacallit? What's in the middle of a sentence? You didn't think the sentence through before you opened your mouth. So these are not people that are we're not talking about people that are not speaking, that are speaking without thinking, which is why most people pray. It's talking about those who understand what they say. We're talking about a Baal Betochen. They're thinking about every word and its meaning, and yet they fall from the goal to which he urges us to go. It means you could have Pirusha Milas. That's a Moedika thing that only Rav Miller would have the guts to say that. You can have your Pirusha Milim in Tfilah. Let's say he's using Tfilah, but anytime you're with Hashem, You know exactly what you're saying, you understand the word, you're concentrating or whatever, but you're far from the goal. What's the goal? The goal is to know that Hashem's listening, Hashem's weighing up your words, Hashem's cheshboning, He's checking out whether you're being genuine, where are your feelings, where are you, the whole picture, where are you in relation to the words that you say? That's the goal. That's our job. And then he says we're very far away from that. We're talking about good Elohim people who know the Pirush HaMilim, but they're very far. Okay, listen, whatever this is, whatever you want to do with this, the sugya, it needs a lot of tzarechia, a lot of work. As I said, you know, ask them how they learn pshat. When you see Rav Auerbach, Yonatan, ask him what he does with the shtickle. Yeah, I'd be interested to know how he learns pshat. Yeah, okay, he's a shtickle boki in the sefer. Okay, and maybe also of grossness as well when I speak to him. I learned, that's who got me started in Chovas HaLevavos, was Rav Fram Grossness's father. He got me... He used to learn this every day for 15 minutes before he gave Gemara Shia Lefi, the Minag of the Chasam Sefer. So that's what got me started, and I haven't stopped. Okay. But let's start Hakdama Shlishi, just because we're here, and I don't know, whatever, let's see. Okay. So Hakdama Shlishi is, Sheyiftach Elokav Levadoi, V'dvorim Shehu Chayev Liftoi Cholov, you have to have Betochen in Hashem, only in Hashem. In the things that you have to have betochen in, that means the things that I don't have to have betochen in. That's what he's saying, no? Sheyiftach elokav levadoi, v'dvarim shu chayv liftoch alav. It means there must be things that I don't have to have betochen in. Let's see what he means. What do you mean? There's some things that Hashem's not involved. So we'll see what he means. V'ad yishtatef alav acher. Not that you forget about Hashem and you go to some avodah zorah. No. You have Hashem. You have betochen in Hashem. It's just you bring a shutuf along. They're called bale shutuf. Rav Dessler calls them bale shituf. They have partnerships. They make there's a partnership. Yeah, claimer. Shelo yiftach gam al Hashem v'gam al echad abruim. He's not ever talking in Hashem and also one of his creatures. Ki v'zeh shehu meshtatef alav es mishu acher, that which he includes somebody else in this enterprise. Hu ma'abed es bitchoyne elokav. He loses his betochin in Hashem completely. It's not that he has like 80% betochen in Hashem and he's got 20% betochen in the bank manager. When you have 20% betochen in the bank manager, you don't have any betochen in Hashem. Nothing. It's gone. That's move on a love. That's obvious. Because you have betochen in Hashem, then what's the bank manager got to do with anything? The minute you're trusting anything else, that means you don't trust Hashem. But no, I trust Hashem 80%. No, that's not called trusting Hashem. That's not called betochen in Hashem. Betochen in Hashem means you're betochen in Hashem. You feel secure and you have yeshuva das and menuchas and nefesh because Hashem's taking care of it. But if it's only 80%, so then you don't have betochen in Hashem. There's always some anxiety because maybe Hashem's not taking care of it. The bank manager you have to rely on now. So you make shutfim here. That's what happened in the early Baal Avodah Zarah. That's how it started. So the Rambam explains it. Do enosh, that's what they did. They believed in Hashem 100%. But they said it's not covered to the king if you don't also give honor to the ministers. So they also started giving honor to the moon and the stars and the sun and whatever, yeah? And then after a while, they just forgot about Hashem, because that's what he's saying. If you bring shutfim, if you start having partnerships here with Hashem, eventually you'll lose Hashem completely. That's also right in the beginning, he said that whatever you have betochen in, that's what Hashem leaves you with. Hashem's meivi alav hashgachosei. Hashem takes away the shgacha that he has over you and he leaves it to whatever you trust. So you trust the bank manager, says fine, you can have Chaim. You take whoever it is, usually Chana or Chaim. Those are the two famous names for bank managers. And you get that, that's who you now trust. That you're in their control now. I'm not involved anymore. So that's a very dangerous thing. That's terrifying. Hashem doesn't look after you anymore. Whatever you trust in, that's what Hashem leaves you with. That's even in percentages, even in shutfas. Not trusting Hashem. No, you don't, because you trust something else together with Hashem. That's not trusting Hashem. So therefore, you lose. That's what he says. Ma'abed es bitchoina lelakav. You lose your betochen in Hashem.
So then, Rav, what's real to our deal in this? That's a very
We're talking about a baal betochen. That's a good question. The Chavis of obviously is talking about a baal betochen. And you continually in this area have to be asking what's relevant to us in our language. Let's stop do that. We'll see when we get more practical. Right now we're only in our deal. We're dealing with principles. He's giving you the Chamesh Hagdomas. These are the pillars of which one betochen stands. So we're only dealing with our deal now. But you'll see when we get a bit further, and even here it's relevant, but later it becomes much more relevant to be very real with ourselves. Very real with ourselves. You know,
I was thinking when you put I know we're not talking about ishtadlus, but when you're trying to do ishtadlus, and then you take this thought that he just gave you now, that you're not allowed to shoot if you're not allowed to connect to, you're not allowed to trust in anything else, but at the same time you have a chiyuv to do, even though the doing is not doing anything, but when you're doing, it's hard not to think that what you're doing is going to have an outcome from what you're doing. And then it's almost like you're messing up in this principle if you slip over there and think, yeah, at any moment what I'm doing is making it happen.
100%. That's what I said. When we get out of the Ikarim and start getting into the Lamaisa, Ishtadlus, Tfila, those areas, then you have to be very real. Then there's no room for, I mean, ideal for sure. Ideal's the direction finder. But then you have to be very real. Unbelievably real. And we'll see why. We'll see why. When we get to Ishtadlus, we'll deal with it. Ishtadlus is not doing nothing. We'll see. The Ishtadlus does do something, but not for the Panasa. The Ishtadlus has nothing to do with your Panasa, but it has something to do with your Betochen. And we'll see. It's a big Yasod Rav Dessler brings down. We'll stop there and we'll look at Rav Dessler. That sometimes a bigger Baal Betochen has to make more Ishtadlus and a lower Baal Betochen person has to make less Ishtadlus. It's counterintuitive that, but we'll see. There's five dagas of Betochen and Ishtadlus. We'll see. Yeah, there, just to get back to Jonathan's question, when you start grappling with the actual workings of betochen and how you're going to live your life and how much you're going to work and how many doctors, but then you have to be very real. Very, very real. Yeah. Now, though, we're defining and we're putting the principles of betochen into place. There you have to be ideal. There's no room for real. If you start putting real into the principles, you've just rewritten the Torah. I'll give an example of what I mean, just to make it very practical. Rav Huttner mentioned in passing, or he held it chazak, ani lo yoda, but he said that this generation is not shaykh in Hilchus Tshuva to dabble with charotah. It's not shaykh for this generation. Charotah is not shaykh in this generation anymore. Whatever he meant, okay? Pastor says it's hard for us to have charotah and still be besimcha. Well, we're just not shaykh to charotah. We're not shaykh to being embarrassed and beating ourselves up and whatever and staying normal, healthy, besimcha digger people. You know, we feel low and we're starting off with low self-esteem and we're all tzubrochen and we're not even normal people. It's just not. How are you going to have charotah on top of it? So that's what Rav Huttner said. Where was he talking? He was talking real. When he learned Hilchus Tshuva in the Rambam, yeah, and the Rambam says there's four categories, there's four things, four pieces to Tshuva. He didn't say there's three, there's four, and Charotah is one of them. He didn't rewrite the Torah, he didn't take Charotah out of Hilchus Tshuva, for sure not. Rav Huttner wasn't going to rewrite the Rambam. He was telling his Talmidim, you guys on the generation, we don't know, whatever, the charotah that Raman's talking about is not for you. You know, he must have given them an eitzah, how to, you know, because you have to have some charotah or whatever, lo shavalan or whatever, we this generation can touch in their real charotah. But you can't rewrite the Torah. You don't say, oh, well, there's only three things in the Rambam. You know, you don't need no. Charotah, we don't rewrite the Torah. The Torah says you need charotah. Don't write it out of the Torah too quickly. Same yeah. We have to know what the principles are. Otherwise, we have no guidelines. We have no direction finder. Once we understand the principles, then we can go back to real and see. Okay, now where am I holding in relation to the ideal? So yeah, we're describing an ideal because we're defining the hashkafa. What are the principles? What are the halachas? There's halacha say for this. What's the halacha of betochen? The same as Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch also is an ideal, very dogmatic. This is the ideal. Now, what about me? Okay. There's all sorts of, you know, all sorts of reels that have to be taken into account. We don't rewrite Shulchan Aruch just because I'm not shaykh to some of the things that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Very important to remember that. Yeah. So I'm glad you asked the question. I have to stop as well.
Excuse myself. I'm sorry.
Good.
All the best.
Shlomo, just before you go, you're joining us on Sunday?
Blee Neda. Please go.
Okay, just let David know. Okay, very good.
Yeah, I did send him an email.
Oh, okay, fine. No, because it was a bit of a mix-up today with the dates. Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, whatever. It was a bit of a balagam. Okay, cool. Beseda Lala Tov. So, Jonathan, that's very important to remember. I'm glad you asked the question because First, we have to get everything clear.
Because it's so easy to confuse the two. You're learning principles. You have to put it in place, compartmentalize.
Yeah. No. You have to know what the principles are. And then you have to go back to yourself. That's part of what he's saying here. Don't fool yourself into thinking you're holding somewhere where you're not. But you need to know where you're supposed to be holding. You need to know what the ideal is. Where are we headed? What are we searching for? What are we trying to develop? Dr. Rav Miller says, this thing of knowing that Hashem is watching you all the time, that's a lifetime's work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's good. That's also okay. That's also fine. You know, we're not going to rev this up. This has to be dealt with calmly. This has to be dealt with no intensity. That's the key. The key to becoming good at these things is no intensity whatsoever. If you find any intensity in trying to do this, that's not betochen. Betochen's manuchas and nefesh. You know, the big baal of betochen don't have a zig of, you know, yeah, you got to have betochen. You got to trust. You got to know. No, that's not the talk. That's not. In fact, that's not anywhere in Yiddishkeit. There's no room for intensity anywhere. That's not normal. The normal Jew at the talk and makes decisions and he tries to carry them out. And if he doesn't, he learns from his mistakes because you all make mistakes. That's for sure. That's very much part of the recipe of our lives. He's going to make mistakes. But we need to know what the Torah says and what we want to understand what Hashem wants from us. This is now we're understanding. This is the Rotzen Hashem. Chovas HaLevavos, the safe, is Rotzen Hashem.
So So when he gets,
you always have to go back to, you always have to go back to, remember the formula, yeah? Real ideal process, ideal is 100% dogmatic Torah. There's no room to move there. That's Torah. Real is about 80% yourself and about 20% Torah. You have to know yourself. You have to know where you're holding. So what do you need the 20% Torah for? Because you need to know what the Torah says about where you're holding. You could be a big anger addict and go, well, yeah, I'm an anger addict. The Torah likes anger addicts, you know, so I don't have to change that. So you need to filter your real through the Torah. And then you need the process from real to ideal. That's very complicated. That's a very personal journey that.
Yeah.
It has to be Torah tuned, but there's very little room there for Torah. There's the ideal, that's your direction finder, but you, your own avoider, that's a very personal journey there. So you can never talk about process in public because each person has a different real, a different process. Yeah. So that's, I'm glad you brought
it up. I was going to give us an example because he just threw out any percentage that you have that you hold in something else and don't trust in Hashem. That's the ideal. So when you go to real, it kind of throws you out from even having that 10% in Hashem. Because
we'll deal with that. We'll deal with that. In Achinami, there's some things where apikosis, for example, you know, if you're 10% apikosis, you're an apikosis, what can I do? You know, in Malasot, we'll see. You said there's things where you're supposed to have a betochen, there are things where you don't have to have a betochen. We'll see.
Okay,
but that's why the Chovas Halavavos are very different to the other Chovim in terms of real ideal. That's why I said hold off till we start dealing with this practically, and then we'll see exactly why it's different. Whether Miktoshel Olishmo Bolishmo works here is not so posh. We'll have to see. You know. In mitzvahs and in Torah, we say mitoshel olishmo bolishmo. That's not so posh in basic yesodus of imuna. Basic yesodus of imuna is you're gonna have a hard time saying mitoshel olishmo bolishmo. We'll have to see. That's another subject, not for now. All right, I got to run. Look after yourselves, guys. Take good care. All the best.